What is the most popular Winter Olympic sport? Well, figure skating, says Google, the most searched for Winter Olympic event over the last year in all but four states. Montana and Alaska were more curious about snowboarding. Nebraska wanted to learn about curling, and Minnesota was looking for information about hockey. Okay, that's the searching. How about the best Winter Olympic event? Well, for that, we invited a few members of Seattle's sketch comedy group, The Habit, Mark Ciano, Lucas Thayer, and David Swidler, to come in and settle it for us with a Winter Olympics fantasy draft.
Run for your life. I love the Olympic theme. It is really good, especially with the timpanis at the beginning. The dong.
It's awe-inspiring. Anyways, we are going to draft our favorite Winter Olympic sports, right?
Yes.
Okay. I can do that. I know what I'm going to pick. I think I'm the third pick, which makes me a little nervous because you guys go first. And if you take what I
backstage,
want.
We flip the gold medal.
Who won the flip?
I did.
Dave goes first.
Yeah, so Dave's going first. And with my first pick, I'm going to take freestyle skiing. Oh. And I'm taking freestyle skiing because that means I get ski cross and snowboard cross. Now, unlike other ski races where they go down one by one, this is an actual race where you have four competitors at the same time going down the course. And this course, oh, brother, if you like courses, this course has it all. It's got it's got big air jumps. It's got high bank turns. It's got a chance of a photo finish.
Wow, Dave, that was a very thorough pick. I feel like someone prepared.
So I'll go second then. I was just going to pick hockey because I love hockey.
That's a good
one. Hockey's the best.
You know why I like that pick, Mark? Because it's in line with who you are. You're a big hockey fan. You're a hockey guy.
I played hockey as a kid. I'm super stoked that Seattle's going to have a team soon.
But here's my problem with hockey this year.
Not, oh, gosh.
No. Whoa.
Not the women's tournament. The women's tournament, they've got the best players in the world. That's
right.
Good.
Yes.
The men's tournament, the NHL players aren't going to be there. So basically, everyone has to go back to their country and say, can anyone else here play hockey?
You just drive the bus.
Exactly. Just drive the bus. Dakota, drop them off. Can you play hockey?
Guys.
Well, okay. Get on. We're going to Korea.
Hockey's a good pick.
Thanks.
All right. I am up next. Yeah. With the third pick. And honestly, you guys, I cannot believe that nobody picked this first. I was really sweating that somebody would choose this. I'm going to choose curling. Curling. Because it combines two of my favorite things, sweeping and throwing rocks.
You love sweeping.
I love sweeping.
Yeah.
If we had a chores draft, I think I would take sweeping first. Because number one, immediate impact, right?
Right.
Like results are immediate.
Yeah.
Like you sweep a room.
I'm
not talking about the actual sport at this
point.
No, I've got kind of a tangent on sweeping.
But
I'm saying in general, sweeping, best chore.
Here's my question to you, though. Do you think vacuuming has destroyed sweeping?
I think of vacuuming as advanced sweeping.
But if I went back to, like, I don't know, 1758, and there's a guy sweeping his room, and I brought a vacuum, and he'd be like, no, I want that vacuum. We're like, you know what? I'm good with the broom.
I think it's round two.
Round two.
David Swidler.
Dave, what are you doing?
I'm dropping a beat.
The Olympic beat is a timpani, right? It sounds like a giant. It's dong, dong.
I'm going to go with the biathlon.
Nice.
Oh.
You got skiing and shooting.
I'd like to say for my second pick, I'm going to take short track speed skating.
Yeah,
There you go.
What if instead of on skates, you were still on the ice, but you had to run?
You know what? I think ice running would be a great sport.
I think we need to send a sternly worded letter to them.
Yeah. I think Usain Bolt's pretty great, but can he do it on
ice?
Can he do it on ice?
I don't think that he can. I think that Usain Bolt and myself would have a 50-50 shot at winning if the event was ice running. Like, as all his advantages are gone.
I think you're giving yourself a little bit credit. I don't think ice is the reason you're not as fast as Usain Bolt. I don't think that's the reason.
That's pretty much the only
I'm
reason.
Not sure it's like, Usain Bolt is like, oh, if I ever see Luke Thayer, open it on ice because I got no chance.
Okay, with my pick, this is the third pick in the second round.
Yes.
I am going to choose bobsled.
Oh.
Bobsled. You know, I like bobsled, just not even withstanding the potential for death around every turn.
Right, which is great.
Okay. Okay. I like to imagine how like the bobsledding evolved from like one guy to he's like, oh, I bet you can't do it with two guys. And they're like, oh, and then two guys, they did it really good. And like, well, what if we added a third guy, right? And then finally they got to the four guys. And at that point they were like, okay, that's enough.
Like, we're really about a fifth guy. And they're like, no.
You, no.
Sorry,
what are you? No.
You're ruining the whole sport.
Yeah, you're taking this.
It's ridiculous. We're five
purists.
Guys in a bobsled.
When the Olympics were in Vancouver, I went to the bobsledding. And you basically stand out in the cold. And you just have a view of one part of the track. And you just hear off in the distance people cheering. And people cheering gets loud. And all of a sudden, meow. Sometimes you see the bobsled go by. And then you see one guy
see,
just
that's
going
what I would...
Did we win? Did we win? We planned this differently. Like walking down the bobsled. It's got to be the saddest thing you can do in sports.
Do you think there's like a lifeguard at the top that's like, wait here. Wait, you can't go until the tube is cleared.
Yeah, how come there's no water slide in the Olympics, right?
Like even in the summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics, I think you're thinking of. A water slide in the Winter Olympics would just be
cold.
It'd be bobsledding.
That's why. That's why you answered your own question.
I feel we drafted all six events. So I feel really good about that. There's only six events.
Yeah.
And
wait, no one took figure skating?
You know what else didn't get picked?
What's that?
Luge.
Oh, luge.
What's the difference between luge and skeleton?
Ooh, skeleton is face first. Yeah, you use your face to steer.
I have something to say about ski jumping.
Okay.
Yeah, that Please. Just looks dumb.
It does?
It looks dangerous.
Oh, well, dangerous and dumb are two different things.
Well, really? Well, have you read a newspaper recently?
No one did any snowboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sport for the young kids.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
That's a young man's game.
Yeah, right. That kid with the red hair flipping around.
I will say this about the kid with the red hair, Sean White.
Yeah, yeah.
Since you only see the Olympics every 4 years, it is jarring to see him. Because it's like the first time you saw him, he was like this little kid. And now he's like an old man. And I've seen him maybe like four times in my life. It's like, is this what's happening to me? I hope not.
All right, well, you guys, I feel like this was a successful draft.
I do, too.
Yeah, that was a really good
job. I think we all got our picks in there.
Yeah.
Once again, we're The Habit. We do fantasy drafts. So we have a podcast.
It's The Habit Fantasy Draft Podcast.
Yeah.
And we are season two premieres on March 4th or 5th.
We're not sure yet.
One of those days.
One of those days.
Let's say March 5th. How about that?
That gives us an extra day.
If we get an extra day, we're going to use it. Right?
Yeah. Really get it on iTunes. Really good.
Really good.
Cemented on iTunes.
Yeah.
That's Mark Ciano, Lucas Thayer, and David Swidler of the Seattle sketch comedy group The Habit. They do a variety of fantasy drafts. They draft holidays. They draft hats. And that's it for today's show. Our producers are Amina Alsadi, Ajua Jimabrempong, Jason Pagano, Bree Ripley on the tweets. I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for listening.